All right, folks, here it is. It's time once again, Wednesday, which means the city paper is coming out. And on the phone with us is Baynard Woods, or actually literally by ISDN, Bay Woods, of course, the senior editor of the city paper. Bay, welcome. Good to have you with us.
Hey, great to be here, Mark.
So this is Those Who Left Us issue.
Yeah, it's one of our saddest issues. We were talking as we were putting it to bed the other night about how every year at this time it gets sort of somber for us for doing this issue. And it's this year much more than most because Sam Holden, our longtime photographer for over two decades, really defining the visual look of city paper with his super saturated color photographs, he suddenly passed away, at 44 years old this year. And while he was out chopping wood, and we had a benefit for when Joe McLeod was not hired when we moved over here, we had a benefit for Joe, and Sam and I both had bands on the bill. And right before this, and I mean he was a drummer, and he was rocking hard, and you know, larger than life guy. So this is a somber issue for us, but it's also it's about honoring these people who we all get there eventually. And so honoring the people who have left us this year. And so in addition to Sam, we had Monica Barlow who died of lung cancer, the longtime Orioles press agent. And so also not like the daily papers, a daily relationship with her, but we had a relationship and through a long battle with cancer, she really raised a lot of money for lung cancer research, had never smoked or anything. And so, that also was a really, really loss to the Orioles organization. And you know, on the political and social front, we lost June Wing this year.
Yes, we know very well.
Really longtime activist. And so just an amazing story, like how much she managed to do in her life. And, all the way right up until the very end.
She's a woman into her 90s. She fought for peace as a really young woman. She never stopped standing up for the things that she believed in. Grew up in the Depression. She and her husband both then, when before he passed away, were always out there on the picket line. She was like one of the members of a Women's International League for Peace and Freedom and the Committee for Sane Nuclear Policy, Physicians for Social Responsibility. She was just and so sharp and smart and funny up until not long before she passed away. So I'm glad you honored June Wing. She's a very amazing human being.
Yeah, and William Worthy, who longtime reporter for the Afro, he died this year, and Edward Erickson wrote the piece on him and really holds him up as a real model for what journalism should and could be. That's not about some kind of stardom for the reporter, but really about getting the story right. And I mean, amazing stuff that I didn't know, that his passport was taken away by the U.S.
Right.
when he went to report in China. And then he got arrested for going to Cuba with no passport to report there after the revolution. Just an amazing story.
I mean, the fact that he went to China in 56 when this happened, and 61 when he went to Cuba, and it was overturned by the appeals court. The great William Kunstler, the radical lawyer, was his lawyer. And I don't know if you ever heard this thing, but there was a, Phil Oakes, the folk singer who committed suicide.
He
wrote a song, The Battle of William Worthy.
Yeah, we actually, that's the lead of the story.
Cool.
And
cool.
And so that could be great song for this season to listen to and remind ourselves what's going on.
And he was a conscientious objector during World War II as well. So he was a very interesting cat who worked for the Afro. It's really an amazing. And a lot of those young African-American reporters in the old days in the 40s and 50s were groundbreaking in that way. They were fearless. And he was one of them. So I'm glad you honored him as well.
The same with Bishop Robinson, who was the first black police commissioner in Baltimore. But when he started on the force in 1952, black officers weren't allowed to sit in patrol cars or patrol in white areas. And so it's really an amazing journey that he went through and put up with all of that, and then worked up to be the commissioner,
right.
Almost ran for mayor in 1999. And we could have really had a much different city. Perhaps if he had become mayor rather than O'Malley. So it's really kind of another amazing story.
That's interesting. I haven't thought about that. There's a little twist of history like that, how different it would have been. Yeah. So who else go ahead, Wiener. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I wrote one on Joan Irby, the really larger-than-life artist. Her work's still on display at the Fleckenstein Gallery in Hamden. But just an amazing woman. And, Raul Middleman said he, another longtime real fixture on Baltimore's art scene, said he decided to be a painter when he went to her show and her 1955 show at Mardix, restaurant and hangout, sort of artist hangout. That when he saw her show there, that was what made him decide to be an artist. And they both have this real sense of the carnivalesque, and she has this real gallows humor in her work. And so it's the one of these that to me really maybe softened the sting isn't the right word, but she really almost in her work is laughing at death in a way, and that it comes to us all. And her husband, George Udall, who founded the Baltimore Film Forum,
right.
It's reported that she always, when people would leave, she would say, "See you in the funny papers." And that apparently was the last words that she gave to her husband when he died. And so, I feel like that leaves us with something nice for this. See you in the funny papers.
Just give us one last one before we have to run.
Yeah, so Lucille Brooks is Lucille Brooks was amazing. She lived to be 102. We profiled her a couple of years ago. So we have a great story on her. And then Tom Malinsky, who was one of the bouncers at the Auto Bar, really close to the City Paper sort of community, and was murdered trying to break up a fight on a night when he wasn't even working and just stepped in. So there's a lot of these are sad. Michael Mayfield, a kid who was shot outside of his home earlier this year and was a star athlete and star student. And, it's an amazing way to get a sense of the city, just to look at the different people who, for all of the various reasons, whether like Brooks at 102 or like Michael Mayfield at 18, at the kind of lives that people lead.
Well, it's a very powerful and important issue, so I'm going to encourage everybody to go pick this thing up, pop it out of the box, to remember all those who left us and passed away during this year, and it's a wonderful job the City Paper does. Bennett Woods is senior editor of the City Paper. Bay, thanks so much.
All right, thanks a lot, Mark. We're so tall, a candle green, to
Halloween we go. The Mark Steiner Show is a production of the Center for Emerging Media. Our producers are Mark Gunnery and Stephanie Mavronis. Our engineer is Andre Melton. To hear this show again, podcast past shows, and find out information about our guests and the work they do, please visit us on the web at steinershow.org. And you can also listen to and download our podcast on iTunes. For Public Radio, WEAA 88.9 FM, the voice of the community, I'm Mark Steiner. Take care.